See, I think oftentimes we think that maybe the business is just going to get there on its own by not us having the vision to be able to get there. And then you think, okay, now it'll pull me in to that role. Don't get me wrong. You're not going to be able to learn everything that you need to know. But I think, how do you see yourself? Do you see yourself being $1 million small business owner? Do you see yourself being a $3 million small business owner? Who do you need to be around? Who do you need to surround yourself with? How do I need to think, act, and behave first? And then the business will get pulled to that number.
What if you could step out of the day-to-day and see your business from a whole new perspective? Welcome to Above the Business, where we empower you to rise above the daily grind and embrace a higher way of business ownership. Get ready to build your business by design. Are you an agency owner looking to better understand your financials and take charge of your tax bill? Well, Club Capital is here to help. As the largest accounting and advisory firm for insurance agency owners in the country, they are way more than your everyday run-of-the-mill CPA. Club Capital provides financial, CFO, and tax advisory services that help you plan and forecast your financial success. You'll meet every month to review your agency's financial performance, the difference between your profit and actual cash flow, along with helping you better understand your bottom line. Visit club.capital to book a solution overview with one of our business consultants. Club Capital, way more than a CPA firm.
Hey everyone, do you think that a small business can grow beyond its owner? Stay tuned and I will share with you my thoughts on that topic. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. My name is Bradley Hamner, host of the Above the Business podcast and the creator of Blueprint OS, where we help small business owners become the architect of their business. And what do architects use? They use blueprints, and that's what we give to small business owners. I don't think that a small business that we, specifically the arena that we work in, can grow beyond a owner. Do I think that it can run without them? Do I think that it can continue to grow? Yes, I do. But specifically, I don't believe it's going to be possible for a business to be able to grow beyond the mindset and the vision that the business owner has for that company. Now, look, I know that there are a lot of examples out there, well, Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos and people like that, all the companies with Warren Buffett, et cetera, that have been able to grow well beyond what the capacity of that one person is. But I think it's the collective nature of all of the people in the C-suite of those companies that allow that to be possible. This came up recently whenever I was talking to a client that has been in the program for a handful of years, and they just crossed a fairly major milestone in the business. In fact, they crossed the annual $1 million a year range of annual revenue, and they started to begin to put together a plan to take that company to 3 million. And I want to give Tom a tremendous amount of credit, he and his leadership team, because the very first thing that he said then was, we have to continue to grow. We first have to become the business owners necessary to have a $3 million business. Because if we don't continue to raise our standards, if we don't continue to step into what does it look like for me to be the owner first and foremost of a $3 million company, I don't think we're ever going to get there. I think one begets the other. I think it's the order and the sequence of it. Yes, do I believe that a small business, specifically, I've talked about this a lot on here, the range that we really feel like that we speak to for a lot of you that listen to the podcast is that few hundred thousand dollars, maybe $300,000-$400,000 in annual revenue, where you've got $25,000-$30,000 a month coming in, so where you've got some capacity to be able to pay yourself, but also you've got a team. Maybe there's some W-2 employees. Maybe there's a handful of contractors and vendors that's around you. That is totally fine. That's great. You've gotten the business kind of off the ground. Well, then your very first milestone is to work to take that to $1 million. And I think that first milestone that you get to, and I've talked about in other podcasts, why it is so important to get it to a million, not for vanity reasons, but the ability of what it allows you to be able to start doing as a small business owner. But I think you first have to begin to see yourself as a $1 million small business owner. What does it look like? What is the mindset that I need to carry? What are the skills that I need to acquire? What are the skills I have now? what are the skills required necessary for me to be able to get there? And then number three, what are a handful of tools? So I'll talk about mindset, skill set, tool set quite often. And then if you're a small business owner that you're already at that $1 million range, what does it look like for you to step into the role of being a $3 million small business owner? What does that look like on a month in, a month out basis? Business doing $250,000 a month in revenue. You have got enough capacity to be able to hire a pretty complete team, somewhere maybe $150,000 revenue per person. You can go and do the math of how many team members that you would roughly have at that size, probably in the 20 team members range. And by and large, that's played out. The small businesses that we work with that are doing $2 to $3 million, they're somewhere around $150,000 to maybe $200,000 in revenue per person. I mean, the numbers just begin to kind of work themselves out. But before you get to the 10 and 15 and 20 team members range, what does it look like for you to become that person first? See, I think oftentimes we think that maybe the business is just going to get there on its own by not us having the vision to be able to get there. And then you think, okay, now it'll pull me into that role. Don't get me wrong, you're not going to be able to learn everything that you need to know. But I think, how do you see yourself? Do you see yourself being a $1 million small business owner? Do you see yourself being a $3 million small business owner? And for a handful of you out there, maybe that target is not $3 million. Maybe it is a $10 million business. Who do you need to be around? Who do you need to surround yourself with? How do I need to think, act, and behave first? And then the business will get pulled to that number. That's what I fundamentally believe. I don't believe it's kind of John Maxwell's law of the lid, so to speak. It's maybe positioned slightly different, but I do not believe that a small business can grow beyond the mindset, the skill set, and the tool set of the founder, at least in the revenue ranges that we believe. It's all about who you become first. One of the things I just mentioned there was around mindset. And I've talked about mindset, skill set, tool set on here before. And admittedly, I kind of over-index for skills and tools. What are actual tangible tools that I need to be able to use in the business? Number one. Number two, what are the skills that I need to be able to acquire? And I think that's absolutely the case. But I think the third is, how do I need to think? And that's the mindset piece of it. And as a matter of fact, coming up on August the 12th and 13th, it's a Tuesday and a Wednesday, we're doing our only two-day event of the year. Tuesday and Wednesday, August 12th and 13th, myself, David Peterson, Chad Cannon, and Bill Coletti, and a couple other little surprise guests here and there are going to be presenting, talking about the mindset of the entrepreneur. People have always talked about, I need to think bigger. I need to think bigger. What is that? How do you actually do that? One of the things I actually do agree with Hormozy, I never thought of it this way, but even how you think, the mindset, actually in and of itself can be a skill. I think we tend to not think of it that way. We tend to think of it as just how we think and call it a mindset, but it actually can be a skill. And so we're coming in and talking about this idea of how to think as an entrepreneur from four different angles. And you're going to be able to get some tangible takeaways that will hopefully help you to begin to think differently so you can first become the person that you need to become in order to grow your small business. I look forward to seeing you there. If you just go to mba.blueprintos.com, mba.blueprintos.com. You'll be able to register. Event is obviously completely and totally free. I cannot wait to see you there. It's going to be 10 to 12 Central Time both days. You're going to definitely want to show up both days. It's going to be an investment in your future, in your own personal development. Carve those 2 days to be with us, and I look forward to seeing you then. All right, everyone. Till next episode, lead well and go be great.
You know how important it is to develop yourself and to develop your team. Well, if you're going to do that, you want to do it with the best. Work with Coach P Consulting to learn and implement the same strategies that he used to sell over 700 life policies in 2021 alone. You'll get personalized coaching 2 times a week and an in-depth look at how his office is run, and Coach P will train your team alongside his own. Get your first month free when you mention the Club Capital Leadership Podcast during signup. Visit coachpconsulting.com to get started.